Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show. And happily, we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball and Ducks hockey. And spring training starts next week. Pretty incredible. And the even better news, in Tempe Diablo Stadium, they are actually going to be able to have a limited number of fans in the seats. So that is really exciting news. And we hope, against hope, that that portends some good things possibly happening here at Angel Stadium come baseball season. But that is a wish right now because there is no information, but we like the way the trend is going. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show. Happy to be here and happy to have you out there. Really couldn't do it without you. My colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall, and the New Jersey-style pizza joint, Big Parm, which is in the mess hall in Tustin, and his full-service Raw by Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach will be joining us a little later in the show with his usual Ask the Chef segment, and we'll be picking up a segment from last week. He was talking about freezing food at home. We'll talk about defrosting, and we'll also talk about commercial frozen vegetables because they unnecessarily get a bad rap. And if they're properly freezed, which the commercial brands do, they do reconstitute well at home and have all the vitamins and minerals that you would want and expect. So just something to keep in mind. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms. A lot of information there that enhances what we do in the 2 hours on Saturday mornings. Website's easy. It's SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And we thank them profoundly for their 8 years of support of this show. And I'm happy to say we have Aaron with us this morning in Technical Excellence.
Good morning.
And good morning again, Aaron. Do we have a big show for you today? And we're really going around the world with a little bit of an emphasis on France, but we're going to get Spain in the equation too. There's a wonderful, fairly authentic Spanish restaurant in Santa Barbara that has recently reopened for outside full-service dining. I was last there late last year while it was still permissible to dine out in patios and had a wonderful meal. And we wanted to get their general manager, Stephanie Perkins, on the show to talk about it. Come December, we had the shutdown on outdoor dining, and we thought it probably was best to reschedule once they were open again for full-service outside patio dining. That has now happened. The restaurant is Loquita in Santa Barbara, and we'll be chatting with them. And as a matter of fact, their chef and general manager actually have spent time in Spain researching ingredients and making sure they were creating an authentic experience in Santa Barbara. And the climate of Santa Barbara is similar to the climate in many parts of Spain. So it's kind of an obvious idea to have an authentic Spanish restaurant in Santa Barbara. Then we are taking a trip to France, and we really are going to France. Francophile, cookbook author, award-winning cookbook author, and cooking school instructor, Susan Herman Loomis, who actually has not been on the show in a number of years. We last saw her a couple of years ago when she was at Melissa's doing a media presentation for their food media group with her book at the time. But she has a wonderful new cookbook out, and it's quite a volume, called Plat du Jour, French Dinners Made Easy. And Susan really does make French cookery easy. And Plat du Jour is what people in France eat at home. We'll be getting the whole explanation from Susan, because she's quite an authority on this. And with everything that is going on in France right now, there are a lot of curfews and restrictions also. She is, for the interim, based in Paris. And if you had to be quarantined somewhere, ladies and gentlemen, having to be in Paris is not such a bad thing, though I know Susan would like to travel. But she will be calling us from Paris, and we'll have a chance to get caught up with Susan, who again, award-winning cookbook author. Plat du Jour is actually her 14th cookbook, believe it or not, and she has been living in France for 30 years. Pretty impressive. There is a wonderful upscale French restaurant in West Hollywood called Tess. Fortunately, they have been able to reopen for outside and patio dining, and we're going to have a chance to chat with their co-proprietor, Jordan, who is a very experienced restaurateur, and talk about what they're doing up at Tess. French chef, Chef Raphael Francois, who is also an owner, and they have an outstanding pastry chef, who's not French, but still an outstanding pastry chef. That is Sally Camacho Mueller. So they're really doing some special things up there. Also have a really wonderful wine program, and actually have a wine shop next door. So we look forward to catching up with them. In downtown LA is a wonderful restaurant that's in an art gallery called Manuela. We've had executive chef Chris Tomaraga on the show previously, and he is back with us this morning since they have been able to reopen. Then there is a new food hall marketplace in Culver City, the Citizen Public Market. One of the outstanding restaurants there is the WeHo Sausage Company. They do sausage patties that they make themselves, and also artisan charcuterie. Their chef proprietor will be with us talking about what they're doing. And then, of course, as always, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group with his usual Ask the Chef segment. So, again, very full show. I want to remind everybody that we have a couple restaurant weeks that are coming up. We will talk about LA Restaurant Week, which starts next week for 2 weeks when we do our Manuela segment, because they're part of that. But in Orange County, from March the 7th to the 13th, is going to be the Orange County Restaurant Week. We recommend restaurant weeks to our guests pre-pandemic and during the pandemic, because it's a great way for you to explore restaurants that you might not have been to and kind of had on your list for outside and patio dining right now, and also to go, or a restaurant that you like but just for whatever reason haven't been in a while. Because the only reason for a restaurant to participate in Restaurant Week, where there are pre-fee menus, some do lunch, some do dinner, some do both, but the idea is the menu is at a value. The restaurant is strutting their best stuff because they want to make you a regular. So, again, many, many restaurants in Orange County are participating. Website is ocrestaurantweek.com. You can get all the menus, see all the restaurants. And remember, it's dine-in, takeout with special menus, and also cocktails to go. So a good way to go if you're so inclined to see these establishments at their best. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When you return, we're up to Santa Barbara, to Loquita, and we are proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.